This it's Saturday is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. The 11:30 p.m. NBC Saturday night time slot in 1974 was occupied, as it has been since 1965, by the Best of Carson reruns, when Johnny Carson wanted them pulled and saved to be aired during the week to give him an extra day off. The empty time slot would be filled by what would become a broadcast TV institution, Saturday Night Live, a sketch comedy variety show that is still relevant today. Although the original concept was to feature three regular revolving hosts, Lily Tomlin, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin, it ended when Pryor dropped out. He wasn't happy with the censoring of his act, which caused the new host every week concept to take hold. Along with a weekly host, there was also a musical guest. Only once in the 874 episodes to date was one not scheduled. This week's Vinyl Garage explores some of these bands, singers, and artists chronologically from the first five seasons of Saturday Night Live. October 11th, 1975, the inaugural show was hosted by George Carlin, with the first musical guests being Billy Preston and Janis Ian, each of which performed twice. Here's Preston's Nothing from Nothing and Janis Ian's 17.
And now, Billy Preston with Nothing from Nothing.
Nothing from nothing leaves nowhere. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. If you wanna be with me, yeah, yeah, that's right, baby. Yeah, baby, yeah. I'm not trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see. And I'm not stuffing, believe you me. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty? Yes, I am. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah, baby. Isn't that right? You got to have something if you wanna be with me. Oh, baby. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you wanna be with me. Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh, baby. You gotta have Miss Southern Girl, if you wanna be with me, you got to know how to party. You got to know how to party. You got to know how to party, children, if you wanna be with me.
Jealousy.
Love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles, married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. 17, I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured fate. It isn't all it seems at 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who served, they only get what they deserve. The guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain, in dead shoes of quality and dubious integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentine's that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sides for basketball, you was long ago and far away. The world was younger than today, and dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game when we dare to cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting of the lives unknown. They call and say, come dance with me, and murmur vague obscenities. Ugly girls like me at 17.
One week later, October 18th, Paul Simon hosts with musical guests Randy Newman, Phoebe Snow, and of all people, Art Garfunkel, fresh from the most recent reconciliation, one that beget a new song, My Little Town. the first since the initial breakup. The animosity was in full bloom when Paul refers to the forthcoming performance as Art coming crawling back, and a sly remark referencing his failed movie career. Here's the aforementioned My Little Town.
So, Artie, you've come crawling back.
It's very nice that you would invite me on your show, Paul. Thanks a lot.
The movies are over now? Little two-part harmony?
I'll try it again, see if it works this time.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. He used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home after school, flying my bike past the gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging our shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. It's not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back my little town, my little town, my little town. But the dead and dying back in my little town, I never meant nothing, I was just my father's son. Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun.
Third Saturday night, it wouldn't be called Saturday Night Live until 1977, was one of the aforementioned no musical guest shows. Host Rob Meathead Reiner, along with Penny Marshall, the Muppets, and Andy Kaufman, pressed on. But there was a musical act. John Belushi, in the persona of Joe Cocker, belted out the Beatles with a little help from my friends, the popularity of which, in Season 2, Episode 3, hosted by Eric Idle, the musical guest being Joe Cocker, resulted in the Belushi duet with Cocker of Feeling All Right. Here's both.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. a shiny hat too. Will you stand up and walk out on me? Lay on me your ear and I'll sing you a song. Oh, I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, I get high. Oh, don't you know I wanna get high? Oh, don't you know I wanna get my friend? Oh, 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 yeah. Oh. What do I do with my love? Here's where
doesn't worry you to be alone.
Oh no, how do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're all alone?
Oh, 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 baby. I just need some love.
Oh, no. get too lost, no, I said. But every time you're gonna really feel that way. Said everything, now you know yesterday. I can't get straight, guess I'm here to stay. Till someone comes along and takes my place with a different man, a different man.
Blues and soul revival group The Blues Brothers, fronted by SNL alums Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, was born Season 1, Episode 10, in a skit where they performed as Howard Shore in his all-B band, one of the many ongoing sketches as the Killer Bees. The show, hosted by Buck Henry, also featured the classic Samurai Delicatessen skit, performing the Slim Harpo track, I'm a King Bee. They return to Saturday Night, Season 3, Episode 18, hosted by Buck Henry, this time as the Blues Brothers, 6 months previous to the release of their inaugural LP, performing Hey Bartender and I Don't Know. Fast forward to Season 4, Episode 4, with host Carrie Fisher, when Jake and Elwood return yet again, this time to promote their just-released album, Briefcase Full of Blues, performing three cuts from the aforementioned. Here's I'm a King Bee, Hey Bartender, and their first single, the Sam and Dave cover, Soul Man.
And they say they don't know where the new comics are coming from. Anyway, here's Howard Shore and his all-B band.
All right, all right. All right, now, are you ready for the blues? Let me hear you say yeah! Yeah! All right, all right. Are you feeling all right? Let me hear you say yeah! Yeah! All right, all right. Now, how many people out there, how many men out there ever have an old lady to leave them? Let me hear you say yeah! Yeah! All right, everybody, that's everybody, that's everybody. All right. Well, let me give you some free advice, all right? You know, my old lady comes up to me and she says, you've been messing around. My old ladies come up to me and they say, you've been messing around with some other women. I say, honey, honey, you just take me as I am, or you just let me be. That's right, cause I'm a king bee, buzzing round your hat. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing round your hat. Well, I can make honey, baby, well, let me come inside. Well, I'm a king, babe. I want you to be my queen, yeah. I'm a king, babe, baby. Want you to be my queen. Well, together we can make honey, baby. The world has never seen. Okay, let's buzz a while. A buzz, buzz. A buzz, buzz. A buzz, buzz. A buzz, buzz. Well, sing, baby! I'm a king, babe. I can buzz all night long. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby. I can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is, when your man is, when your man is. Can you manage it? You do it, got it. When you hit it. When you hit it. When your man is gone.
Don Kirshner, and welcome to Rock Concert. In 1969, Marshall Checkers of the legendary Checkers Records called me on a new blues act that had been playing in small, funky clubs on Chicago's South Side. Today, with the help of Nesawi Wexler, Jerry Erdogan, and the staff of Pacific Records, their manager, Maury Daniels, and with the support of fellow artists Curtis Salgado and the Crave Band, they are no longer an authentic blues act, but have managed to become a viable commercial product. So now, let's join Joliet Jake and his silent brother Elwood, the Blues Brothers.
Started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. Felt so good, I had to blow again. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. One. I turned around to have one more. I looked the clock and it was half past four. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here.
Some of your best Saturday nights here in the Vinyl Garage.
And we heartily hope that you have enjoyed.
But you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm so mad. I'm so mad. Play it, Steve.
British Invasion was also represented on SNL with performances by The Kinks, The Rolling Stones, and, almost, The Beatles. But it's the latter that makes the best story. Saturday night, April 24th, 1976, John and Paul were hanging out at John's apartment at the Dakota watching SNL when they heard this.
Hi, I'm Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night. Right now we're being seen by approximately 22 million viewers. But please allow me, if I may, to address myself to four very special people. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles. You're not just a musical group, you're a part of us. It's for this reason that I'm inviting you to come on our show. Now we've heard and read a lot about personality and legal conflicts that might prevent you guys from reuniting. But it's also been said that no one has yet to come up with enough money to satisfy you. Well, if it's money you want, there's no problem here. Now, here it is, as you can see, verifiably, it is a check made out to you, the Beatles, for $3,000. All you have to do is sing three Beatle tunes. She loves you, yeah, 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 that's $1,000 right there. You know the words, it'll be easy. You divide it any way you want. If you want to give Ringo less, that's up to you. I'd rather not get involved. If it helps you to reach a decision to reunite, well then, it's worth the investment. Just think about it, okay? Thank you.
What could have become arguably one of the greatest moments in live TV history remained just that. Only a great story when John and Paul didn't bother to get a cab and make their way down to 30 Rock. But the Beatles did end up on the show, well, most of them, and, well, not exactly at the same time. Paul, four times, Ringo once, George once, and John's son Sean once, with George appearing Season 3, Episode 8, where he and host Paul Simon perform Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles we turn into the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun. I say, well, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, ooh, ooh, ooh. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, ooh, ooh, ooh. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola. Well, I'm not
little guy, but once he squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola, la 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 la. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walked like a woman but talked like a man. Oh my Lola, la 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 la. La 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 la. The girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up middle of a shook up world. Said my Lola, la 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 la.
With a medley of some of their best, The Kinks, from Season 2, Episode 14, a show hosted by Steve Martin. The British Invasion continued on the inaugural show of Season 4, October 7, 1978, with The Rolling Stones. Their contribution, along with host duties, was three cuts from the then-new LP, Some Girls. The last good Rolling Stones record, in my not-so-humble opinion. Mick would return in December to perform with Peter Tosh on his new Rolling Stones record single. Here's Respectable from the aforementioned Some Girls, and You Gotta Walk and Don't Look Back from Tosh's Bush Doctor LP.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones!
You don't worry about the things that you used to be. You're talking heroin with the president. Yes, it's a problem, sir, but it can't be bent. Well, now you're the pillar of society. You worry about the things that you used to be. You're a ragtag girl, the queen of porn. Be this slave on a wild lawn. Get out of my lane. Get out of my lane. Go take my wife, don't come back. It's unrespectable. It's unrespectable. It's unrespectable. It's unrespectable. Get out of my life. Go take my wife, don't come back. Get out of my lane. Go take my wife. Don't come back. don't come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Tosh.
If it's love that you run from, there is no hide. Problems and no one else's problems you have to face.
So if you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind.
We're gonna walk and don't look back. Walk and don't look back.
Something that can't be done. Don't hear your faith in love, remembering what's been done.
The 50s were also represented on the show with Chuck Berry, Ricky Nelson, and Neil Sedaka. We're closing out this week's Vinyl Garage with Chuck's Johnny B. Good, Ricky's Hello Mary Lou, and Neil's Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the rest of us, next, my friend, the wonderful Chuck Berry.
Thank you.
country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing of it. Go, go! Go, Johnny, go! Go, go, Johnny, go! Go, 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 go! Go, go. I said go, 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 Johnny B. Goode. He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack, go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. All the engineer would see him sitting in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. When people passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go, go.
Probably the first time most of you have ever seen me in color, I guess, huh? But if you feel it's not just the same, you know, as it was, and you'd rather have the old black and white, Ricky, then turn the color control down on your TV a little bit, and maybe it'll be just like the old times.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. My horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about moonlit night, arms around you, good time. It's all I had to see for me to see. Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about moonlit night, arms around you, good time. It's all I had to see for me to say. Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Oh yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Well, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
if you go, then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and you know that breaking up is hard to do.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Break it up. Is all so hard to do.
Zero, no sugar substance.